Two Fairbanks residents pleaded guilty Tuesday to multiple hunting crimes. The father-son duo illegally shot a moose on the same day they were airborne. KUAC's Emily Schwing has the story.
In late September 2011, Alaska wildlife troopers in Fairbanks received a call from a hunter who said he may have witnessed someone hurting a moose with a small airplane. Andrew Peterson is an assistant attorney general in the Office of Special Prosecutions for the state.
From an outside observer, two guys flying into an airport with a moose in an airplane, there's nothing that even is suspicious about that type of activity. So, but for the witnesses in this case, the state would have had no idea that a same-day airborne event had happened.
When 22-year-old Kevin Foster II landed his Cessna at Fairbanks International Airport with moose meat on board, wildlife troopers were there to meet him.
He made some admissions at that point in time, and the second bit of luck I would say that we had in this investigation was that Foster Sr.'s phone died, so he was unable to receive calls.
The next day, troopers approached 46-year-old Kevin Foster Sr. at a remote hunting camp 40 miles south of Fairbanks. With no cell phone access, he had no idea they had already questioned his son.
One of the most important aspects of a fish and game sentence is general deterrence. It's to send a message to what are normally law-abiding citizens that it's not worth the risk to, you know, take an animal same-day airborne because the consequences can be severe. And that's what wildlife troopers really have to rely upon because there's so few troopers in so much area, right?
Peterson says he prosecutes up to a dozen similar cases every year in Alaska.
Probably two of the most egregious offenses you can commit would be either a same-day airborne offense or a wanton waste offense, where you kill the animal and you waste the meat. How many of them do we know about? That's kind of why we have this type of sentence.
Kevin Foster Jr. pled guilty to illegal possession or transportation of game. Foster Sr. pled guilty to taking game on the same day his aircraft was in flight. The two will pay a combined $8,000 in fines. Foster Sr. will forfeit his hunting privileges for 5 years, as well as the moose hide meat and antlers and a rifle. The two men will also forfeit their aircraft to the state. In Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.